Well, good morning. Now, some of us yesterday were out preaching, giving out tracts, speaking to people on the streets of Belper. Now, I'm not making a particular point about the people of Belper, but one continues to observe something I've actually shared with you before, but that I will share with you again this morning. They are so miserable looking. They are. They are so miserable looking. And we see some, well, regular people, we might say that, who seem to pass us by there. Oh, one of them declared of us, still living in cloud cuckoo land. I think I quote him right. Still living in cloud cuckoo land, he said. His face is so miserable. And he looks so cross. And he's looking cross, I think, before he even sees us. Perhaps he looks even crosser when he sees us, I don't know. But he's looking so, so miserable. Well, doesn't surprise me in a way. Any more than it surprises me about the other people there who had a trudge around. It was quite a bright day, a bit of rain, but it was going to clear. And spring, you know, many reasons there, humanly speaking, to feel quite bright and with it. Why are they, and I don't just make a point about the people of Belper there, but really people anywhere, why do they look so miserable? Why? Molly?
Because their hearts are full of sin.
Because their hearts are full of sin. That will do fine as an answer there. Thank you. Their hearts are full of sin. And sin, well, brings some temporary pleasures and brings some excitement for a season. I suppose it does, whether good or bad. And sometimes there are things we can all enjoy as Christians together with non-Christians. And there are good things like the spring weather. But sin brings only misery in the end. There is no peace for the wicked, says my God. And the prophet Isaiah tells us this. He tells us this as an interesting, it sort of stands out as a verse there in the whole of his prophecy, as if to say, there it is. There is a statement. And I'm afraid as one looks around and one gets older, and it's only confirmed because it happens like that. The older you get, the more you see God's word confirmed. The more of it, it lights up. And you say, oh, yes, well, it's there, it is there. But you can just now range against it so many examples. And every time we go out, we sort of see the people up close there, and it comes back to us. They look so sad. And they're entitled to look sad, because they don't know God. God. They haven't got abundance of life. And we're fooled. You know, we get fooled in this world. We do. And the world out there tries to fool people that there's happiness and there's joy without God. Indeed, leave it behind. Leave it behind. Well, we saw something yesterday on the television that suggested as much. Leave it behind. You don't want to have anything to do with that. Religion, worship of God and the Bible. Leave it. Come with us. We've got the place where there's happiness and where there's joy. You'll have it all. Get some money. Find some companions and friends and they'll make life exciting for you. Gather all the things here that are on offer for you. Not all of which are bad in themselves. But if they are just stand alone without God, they won't in the end bring that happiness. So it's confirmed again. There's no peace there for them. There's misery there and the gloomy look and a sad look. And when we offer them the gospel, well, what do they often say? What do they often say? I'm fine. Or I'm, begins with A, same thing really, Stanley. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Kind of, you know, quick reaction. Just go away. I don't really want to think about this. Now I'm all right. It's not really a thing they thought about there really seriously. And if they stop to think about it, then, well, actually, perhaps I don't really mean just I'm all right. And I think more seriously at other times. But this will do for now. Not now. Not here. Not here. Thank you. I'm all right. Well, they're not, are they? They're not all right. It's sad. Sad to watch them, this one, like that. And they take the tracts, and we must pray that they read those things. Because there is life. And preaching, there is life. The conversations we've had about the Lord, there is life. So don't please be fooled. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by what the world says out there. Oh, leave these things behind. Come on. We've got all the pleasures. We've got all the entertainment. We've got all the fun. This will expand you and enlarge your life. No. It's a con. The people actually tell us something by their looks that there is a kind of misery, a kind of that is settled upon them. Because they don't know God. And you know, we can go out and we're there for the hour and more that we're there and preaching. Oh, the people don't stop much. A few listen, that's good. Quite a lot of people took the tracts, but, you know, they weren't going to stop and talk there and then. And on they go. Well, on they go. And we're still able to come back and say, well, we're happy in the Lord. Whether they listened or whether they didn't, we're happy in the Lord. The comforts that he gives to the soul, and the blessedness to our heart. Going to be preaching a little bit later on there about the sorrow in heart that we also feel for them. But it doesn't ruin our own enjoyment of the things of Christ. So sad that they find so little thought or interest in eternity. So there they are, but here we are, and we've got hymns to sing, and we've got joys to experience. What wonders we have to look forward to, which at the moment, sadly, for many of them, is not true yet. But we pray that it may become a changed reality for them, and that they will yet turn around, and that God will work in their hearts. So don't be fooled. It's misery down that path. Don't be fooled. I won't promise you that it's easy to follow the Christian walk. No, there are hardships, there are temptations, because we can often think, wait a minute, I think that way actually is more exciting than our way. I think that way's got some pleasures in that I'd like to get rather than this. And oh dear, no, the Lord will more than reward those who serve him and follow him. The pleasures of heaven, as well as the delights to the soul here upon earth, outweigh all that the world offers and it can ever offer. So hold fast. And if you're not yet a Christian, seek him out. And if you are a Christian, hold fast. Trust him, because the future with him is actually always bright. For them, misery. For us, joy going on to the future. You seek him for that. So we'll sing a hymn. Praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, which is number 146, 146.